The American Freedom Foundation is the cause. So what is the bash?
The bash itself is actually something that has evolved over the years that really just started off as, you know, maybe our company holiday party and a way to raise some money for a good cause. And we've supported different charities over the years. And actually about 3 years ago, as you know, we settled in on the American Freedom Foundation, which is led by retired Sergeant Major of the Army Jack Tilley and his partner Ted Hacker. And they operate as a kind of a united way for military charities. So they give to about 30 different organizations. And the bash itself just became a great way for us to get together folks from government and industry and just have a great time and welcome the holidays in.
So how much money did you raise last year, and what's your goal for this year?
Last year, we had a goal for $7,500, raised just under $8,000, so which is year-to-date, we've done about $15,000 for the American Freedom Foundation. And as everyone knows, I love a challenge. So when we hit the goal last year, we said, okay, this year, $10,000.
Oh.
So, okay. Amy, I need another $2,000 from you behind the bar, okay?
That's what I want to explain to our audience. We are talking with Guy Timberlake, the co-founder and chief visionary officer at the American Small Business Coalition, and I'll be at this particular wingding with my co-anchor, Tom Temin. And what's our role going to be exactly?
Well, Amy, you and Tom, along with folks like Mary Davey from GSA, who's back for her third year, and Bridget Bean from SBA, and a number of other folks are coming in and volunteering time to serve as guest bartenders. And basically, the tips that you all raise combined with our silent auction, the 50-50 raffle, and then also some of the support from our sponsors is all going to go towards helping us meet that number, meet that goal for AFF.
So we're supposed to be raising tips as we're making drinks behind the bar.
Absolutely.
So how many people are going to be there so we'll know what kind of shoes to wear?
Well, Amy, let's see. Last year, and I know everyone had a great time behind the bar, so we wanted to make sure you guys were not bored behind the bar, so we actually have twice as many people coming this year.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. No, we're never bored behind the bar. We just got to make sure we get the, you know, it's a lot harder than it looks, okay? There's a reason you have to go to school for that kind of stuff.
Exactly. It really is work, believe it or not. But, no, you guys all do a great job. And, again, we've got, I think we have 10 guest bartenders this year. And we have a brand-new bar for you guys. We're actually moved into the Iris Lounge over in Tyson's. So we have our big, huge center-of-the-floor bar. And we're going to just knock it out of the park this year.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, but I have to ask you, if you could just take a step back from it, look back at it. Like you said, this originally started as just a little office party to get together, maybe raise a little bit of money for a good cause, and now it has turned into this thing. Did you ever in a million years, Mr. Chief Visionary Officer, expect it would get to that point?
Not even a little bit. I mean, the support that we have received from, I mean, you folks and, you know, everyone else that's involved with this, I mean, we have this year was the most successful sponsor drive we had. We've got over 35 sponsors supporting this. We have 20 companies that donated tickets. We're actually working with the Wounded Warrior Regiment at Quantico and bringing in some wounded warriors who are going to be making a transition either back into the private sector or back to their units, and they're going to be coming as our guests this year. We had another charity partner that we work with at CompTIA. They're creating IT Futures Foundation, actually underwrote the transportation costs for us to go to and from Quantico for the Wounded Warriors. So we're going to bus them in and take them home so that they can just come and have a good time and mingle with us.
So if people want to get involved or register, is it too late?
No, we are actually going to be selling tickets through Saturday. So you can buy online at www.theasbc.org/charitybash. And tickets are on sale till Saturday, and then we've got a couple sponsorships left, actually just our Snow Angel sponsorships and the Jingle Bells, but thankfully all of the major sponsors are gone. We got great support from Mission Essential Personnel. This is their third year as the presenting sponsor. Infotech Corporation and Dell Tech are pulling up the tail there as far as being our other major sponsors, and we're just really excited.